Digital Maniac here for another broadcast on Hacker Public Radio. We are going to be talking about what I keep in my bag and what tools I may have at my hand, and some of the stuff I keep on my flash drives, some portable apps, and some installed media I keep with me at all times as a computer repair technician. Now let's delve into the meat of the matter. What's in my grab bag? I keep a toolkit mainly meant for servicing laptops. It's got your small Phillips head, flatheads, star bits, the whole nine yards in it. It's also got the ESD band to stop the buildup of static electricity, to stop to help prevent electrostatic discharge frying any parts you may be handling. It also has a soldering iron with some resin core solder. I also keep a big Phillips screwdriver and a big flathead screwdriver in there for working on actual desktop systems. It's also got a nice little cup to hold the small screws in when you're disassembling a laptop or a desktop. And I also keep an assortment of flash drives on me. At any one moment, I may have 24 gigs or more of space on flash drives, broke up into three or four different drives at a time that I carry on me. In the process of evaluating whether I want to buy a external hard drive for backing up customer data and to move all of my different utilities to it along with some live booting flash drives I have. On the flash drives, one of note is I have a flash drive that has a live boot install of a Kane on it. And Kane stands for, Computer Aided Investigative Environment. It's an Ubuntu-based GNU Linux live distribution created as a project of Digital Forensics. So it allows me, has put a nice graphical user interface on some of the Linux utilities for digital forensic technicians. And I keep that on a USB flash drive that I can boot to if I need to use it to recover data or do some files, find out who opens the files or whatever the case may be. I also keep a couple of other live CDs that are actually on CDs. I keep Backtrack and Backbots, which are security and penetration testing tools. Probably will do a podcast in the near future on how to use Backtrack at some point. I use this for if someone calls me and says, hey, I need you to test the security of my network and show me my weak points. I can boot up into this bootable Linux on my laptop and attempt to crack their WPA keys, web keys, just try to crack into their network using ethical hacking tools, of course. I also have a collection of installation disk that I keep with me in my bag. I've got a Windows 7 all versions disk, Windows Vista all versions disk, and a Windows XP disk for each version. Everything slipstream with the newest service packs out at the time. So I have slipstream version of XP Home with Service Pack 3, Professional with Service Pack 3, Windows 7 all versions disk with Service Pack whatever it's up to now, 1 or 2, I can't even remember. It's been a while since I've done an install with Windows 7. And creating a Windows 7 all-version disk is easy as can be. I'll get into that with another podcast someplace. I'll go through and tell you how to create your own all-versions Windows 7 install disk. Another thing I keep on me is my flash drives with portable app suites. And basically, these portable app suites are applications that do not have to be installed on the host machine. I just plug in my flash drive. They run entirely on my flash drive. Everything writes to my flash drive. Logs, user settings, everything is on my flash drive. And I use a launcher for these. You don't have to use a launcher. You can just go into each folder and open it manually. A launcher just puts a nice little GUI and just click the program I want. It launches it for me. And I use the portableapps.com launcher. Available at portableapps.com, and I use the older version that doesn't allow theming and whatnot, but the newest version allows theming, has an app store, and it portable app marketplace malicious free open source software and freeware portable apps that you can download and install to your flash drive. Or if you wanted to install it on even your home machine, so you wouldn't have a dirty registry at any time. Your registry would be nice, clean, and crisp. And on it, I keep a couple of apps that I'm just going to throw out there. Notepad++, portable version. I also keep a USB web server for V8, which is a MySQL and Apache server. Runs under Windows and runs off my flash drive. So if I'm wanting to test something, or if I'm working on some PHP scripts or something, I can do it on the go from whatever computer I may be sitting at and keep all my files with me. Also, there's a couple games I keep on there, but as this is geared for tits, I'm going to skip over the games. For graphics, I do keep a version of GIMP Portable with me. I don't try not to do data on the graphics on the go. I generally just wait till I get home to do my graphic work if I have to. I keep definitely FileZilla Portable is a must. That way I have an FTP client if I have to FTP into my home server to download another disk or something I may not have with me at the moment. I also keep Mozilla Firefox Portable Edition, which is a rewrite, so everything stays to my flash drive. It allows me to keep my bookmarks and everything with me on the go at all times. And I keep Miranda IM there so I can chat with AOL, MSN, Yahoo users, IRC, the whole nine yards on my flash drive if I need to call help from somebody. I don't have a phone number for them. Hopefully I can find them on one of them networks. I also keep PuTTY Portable, which it's a portable version of the PuTTY client, which is a lightweight telnet and SSH client for working with remote Linux systems or just telnetting into something that I need to work on. uTorrent Portable is on there as well, even though I don't really use that one much. I keep it on there in case I have to download a Linux distro or something that offers a .torrent file. I'll do that to save them the bandwidth on their host. Music and editing, I keep Audacity Portable in case I need to edit a podcast on the go, or if I had something just come across in the middle of riding or something in a car, I can hook up my laptop, throw my flash drive where I do not have Audacity installed, and I can just run the Audacity Portable off the flash drive and start recording. I keep Cool Player Plus Portable, which is a lightweight, fast, easy-to-use audio player. I just like its layout. It's real slick and clean. They do have VLC Media Player Portable and some other portable media players. I just kind of fell in love with Cool Player Plus for listening to music. Office Suite. And I don't normally carry an Office Suite on a flash drive, even though they do have OpenOffice Portable out for it. They also have a bunch of other stuff like Sticky Portable, To-Do List Portable, Task Coach Portable, Symantra PDF Portable, and Fawcett Reader Portable, which I personally do carry Fawcett with me for reading PDFs on the fly if a client machine does not have Adobe or something else. Security-wise, there's a SpyBot Search and Destroy Portable version, which I keep on there. I would not advise running any spyware removal tools from your flash drive. Copy it to the hard drive and run it from the hard drive. It runs much faster, much easier. But I keep it on there and keep it updated regularly in case I have a client machine that has so much malware I cannot download and run SpyBot. Also, they have the open source antivirus Clamwell Portable available. I generally don't carry that as I prefer Microsoft Security Essentials on a Windows machine, as I've never had a problem with it myself. And then there's also, I have a Command Prompt Portable, which is just, all it does is gives me a shortcut to the Command Prompt on that computer, and then it opens it with some arguments so I can have my foreground text and background color change like I like it, which is black background, green foreground, or green text. I have Cam Studio Portable, which is a screen recorder and video producer software, so I can record screens. Crystal Disk Info and Crystal Disk Mark Portable, which is a disk health monitoring tool and a disk benchmark utility. And I also have Explorer Plus, which is a multi-tab file manager, very handy to have if you are going to be dealing with a ton of files and multiple folders, multiple locations, and you like tab browsing. Explorer Plus is a definite must-have. Also, run Revo Uninstaller Portable, which is an easy-to-use uninstaller. Highly recommend it. I have TeamViewer Portable in case I have the TeamViewer into my desktop at the house, although I'm thinking about removing that and opting just to RDP connections only. I also have, let's see if I find it, I know there's another software that I'm missing telling you guys about, System Viewer, or System Information Viewer. It's a extremely action-packed task viewer, process explorer, killer, and debugger. It even has, they have their own database of safe processes, and you can check an unknown process with their database and see what other users have rated it, whether it's good, bad, malware, or whatever it may be. Them are pretty much portable apps I run that are available from portableapps.com/apps, and that's the portable app directory. There's also numerous other sites. There's portablefreeware.com, and there's a bunch of places. Just the Google search for portable apps will show you numerous places to find a bunch of apps. Some of them, like somebody went and made a dev C++, a Bloodshed dev C++ portable version. It's tested clean. Don't know a download link. Could give you a download link. Not even sure if it's good to have that, but it is available. So a Google search for portable apps will turn up a lot of interesting things. And also keep a set of needle nose pliers with me, and just some wrenches and whatnot in case I got to work on installing a rack mount case. In case I got to install a rack mount case or something else, if I got to actually mount some servers or whatever it may be. I also have one other bag that I keep in my truck, and it's got alcohol and whatnot. It's got some rubbing alcohol. It's got some special stuff they sell for refurbishing a rubber belt for like a printer or something. I keep this in my printer repair kit. It's got Q-tips, paper towels. I use it for just cleaning up a printer if I think that's the issue with one of them. That's pretty much what I carry in my bag that I take to a shop or in my pocket on my flash drives. I also have my laptop bag, which has my laptop with all my ISOs on it, and which is a dual boot machine from Ubuntu 11 and also Windows 7 Ultimate. As I've found, people in my area do not use a lot of Linux, so I'm having to stay up to date with most of the Windows stuff as well as a repair technician. This is just my small episode on what I carry with me and what tools I have, what portable apps I use, and recording this, I'm hoping someone may find something useful or that will help them save time in the long run. In a later episode, again, I'm probably going to get into more detail on how to create your own Windows 7 all versions disk and how to do live USB media on a Windows 7, how to create a live boot disk on a USB flash drive. I hope you enjoyed this this podcast, and this is Digital Maniac out.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.